Claridge's Hotel, an icon of old-school glamour in the heart of London's Mayfair. For 130 years, it's been a home from home for world leaders, film stars, and royalty.
It's almost like you're sort of entering a piece of theatre in a way, because the place is so beautiful.
Oh, hi, Christian. Hello.
Those who stay can expect impeccable attention to detail.
Oh, Aya. It says Aya on it. Oh, that's so kind.
But after decades of underinvestment, the cracks are beginning to show.
The hotel can't stay as it is because the hotel is actually dying.
To prepare for the future, the hotel is taking on a massive renovation project.
We're decking this across with another steel structure, right?
Adding 50% to its size by creating a five-story mega basement.
And I just thought it was crazy. I thought that was absolutely crazy.
With a state-of-the-art spa.
This is the only thing I'm a little bit worried about, if Claridge's is ready for something this extreme.
And above ground, four new stories, topped by what's likely to be London's most expensive penthouse.
Doing this penthouse is a massive challenge.
Of course it's difficult. Everything is difficult.
Wow. It just decimated the whole spa.
The boss has one overriding demand.
I was very insistent that to close the hotel was a no-no.
But staying open means building a matter of meters from the well-heeled guests.
Behind there is the building site, so that floor's gone.
Staff will be pushed to their five-star limits.
Breakfast is always challenging. When the builders are in the lift as well.
Squeeze in. Room for 251. First floor.
Protecting this renowned haven of luxury. Oh! In the middle of a building site.
Probably worried about it maybe swinging hitting the building.
Stop!
This is the inside story of the most audacious hotel upgrade ever attempted.